You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football Tuesday, and Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura are here in Berea, in the heart of things at Browns headquarters for you. Training camp practice going to begin in a little more than 2 hours, the final day where the public can watch practice in Berea, and this will be number 16 if you're counting at home of practice. 16 practices. It does seem like it went by, though, in a blink, this part of it.
I think we're just having too much fun, Vic. Yeah. But, yeah, it has gone by. And, you know, we talked earlier in the show about the, you know, camaraderie that's developing. I think the players are having fun with it. It doesn't seem like the dog days of camp. And I know that has a lot to do with the new collective bargaining agreement of the last 2 years. But it certainly has gone by. I think the energy, in fact, is higher now than it was at the beginning of camp. And that, I think, goes for everybody around the organization.
And Gerard Cherry will tell us this, will remind us that it's not any camp that he knows of as a player. You heard from, we had Mike Mayock on the show earlier from NFL Network, former safety with the Giants, doesn't remember anything like this in the Bill Parcells training camps that he was part of at Pace University with the New York Giants back in the day. So, yeah, I think it's a whole different feel the whole way. Dino, you got any more social media for us to talk about?
I do, yeah. As a matter of fact, back to the conversation we also had about Trent Richardson, and we asked, you know, do you want to see Trent Richardson play in the preseason, or are you okay if the Browns wait till the regular season? Jonathan Goman. You can tweet at him at Jonathan Goman. Nice. I want 16 games during the regular season and all the playoffs. In parentheses, hope. I don't care about the preseason.
Okay.
I agree with that. I agree with you.
And I'm there too. I don't want to sound like I'm worried about this plan not working, but I just know that when you put it in this context, it's got to work, or else the absolute conclusion, if he's not successful, you know, producing enough yards, and or if in some way, shape, or form the feeling is he took hits that, you know, hurt him in some way or noticeably more so than, say, just if he's not producing and it's because he's just not used to the contact. If in any way, shape, or form that comes out of his mouth or somebody else's observation, you know what I mean? You got an issue that you don't want.
One series in week three with one carry, one catch, that would be fine. That would be ideal. But if he plays, I'd rather have him play not at all than play in a couple preseason games and end up getting hurt. That would hurt.
That would hurt.
That would hurt.
Literally.
No pun intended.
Gerard Cherry is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get his takes on this Browns team. And then at 2:30, Tom Withers from the Associated Press will be aboard with us. And now we're going to take you to a very fun daily feature that we have on the show. It is the 2-Minute Drill with Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com.
I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your 2-Minute Drill for August 13th. Yesterday, NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock stopped by to watch practice, and we caught up with him to get his perspective on the Browns.
You know what I liked yesterday was a lot of energy, and I think that's natural with a new coach, coordinator, general manager. But what I really liked was I watched tape of the preseason game, and I thought some of the young kids played well. I thought Brandon Weeden got a little quicker in his delivery, both mentally and physically. There's some talent at that wideout position, you know. So I think you can rush a quarterback. I mean, that Mingo kid is even stronger and more explosive than I thought he was. Sheard is a good pass rusher. The pickup, Kruger, of course. I mean, I think you can get after the quarterback, man.
After accounting for 15 of the 27 points in last week's win against the Rams, we wanted to take a deeper look at what the special teams unit does during practice. While the offense and defense takes reps against each other, the specialists can be found on a separate field fine-tuning their skills.
During practice, our guys, when other team periods are going on, we're working on various things, whether it be the punters working on their holds, drops, just the routine of the kicking. But at the same time, they're working on their mental game, going through the approach, seeing the kick, simulating game situations in their head and how they're going to handle the situations. So there's a lot to the makeup of a kicker and a punter. And each guy has their own routine. I think as long as they establish their routine, they can be good ones, successful ones.
Yesterday was Junior Backers Day at practice. 300 junior backers were treated to lunch, a healthy eating and exercise clinic presented by the Brown Strength and Conditioning staff, and an autograph session with the players following practice. That'll do it for today's edition of the 2-Minute Drill. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to keep up on all your Browns news. I'm Jameer Howerton. Go Browns!